When the Germans invaded Poland in September 1939, they wasted little time in initiating their reign of terror over the country's Jewish population. During the September campaign alone, more than 20,000 Jewish civilians and 32,000 Jewish soldiers were murdered. To escape the killing and the ubiquitous ghettos established by the Nazis, many Jews joined Polish partisan groups. These groups fought guerrilla-type warfare, focusing on military and strategic targets. They killed Nazis and their local collaborators, disrupted communication lines, dynamited railway tracks, power plants, destroyed bridges, and attacked police stations. They generally operated out of dense forests and mountainous terrain. It was generally considered man's work, this partisan activity, but of the 30,000 Jewish partisans in both Jewish and non-Jewish groups, about 10% were women. These women, in spite of suffering anti-Semitic and sexist violence, became a vital part of the infrastructure that supported the partisan movement. Many took on the traditional support roles of women, but many also became courageous fighters. The Jewish Partisan Educational Foundation has produced a short film titled Every Day the Impossible, Jewish Women in the Partisans. This short film features rare interviews with a number of these Jewish women partisans. Following are clips of five of these courageous but little heralded women.
Soldiers came in to our town. It's like the noise of the motorcycles, and it was so overwhelming. So we found out then that this is the end.
Sonia Orbach grew up in Lubomir, 200 miles from Warsaw. In 1941, the Nazis, in violation of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, took Lubomir. The town's 8,000 Jews were forced into a concentration camp, and the killing began. Sonia and her family escaped into the forest and eventually found their way to a partisan group.
This is the way it was. We lived in fear all the time. All the time we lived in fear. And the young people in town, especially the young boys, somehow tried to organize to get out of town, to go into the forest. So we came there, we sat down and we waited a long time actually, and then came out a commander and he started asking questions. He says, so where are your weapons? We didn't have any weapons. So how many trains did you dynamite? We didn't. So I thought he was not going to take us in, but being that my uncle was a trained scout, they needed a scout and to lead them in the vicinity where the partisans were. There were strangers in that part of the country, so they took us in because of my uncle.
Myra Schlub was born in what was White Russia. She joined a partisan group that operated near her native Zedial at the age of 18 in 1942 as the Germans began killing off the population of her town. Myra Schlub was a saboteur.
We were not interested in getting involved in open battle fights because we were not equipped or trained for it. We were interested in getting involved in sabotage acts to to interrupt and disrupt the communication and transportation to the front.
Life was very difficult for young women in the partisans, however. They came from families that protected them, and they were basically innocent young women. And often, what they were required to do to survive was totally counter to the moral character with which they were raised. Sonia Orbach.
I was called in, actually, to the commander's wife. And she talked to me. I was a youngster, sheltered, did not go out, didn't have any boyfriends or anything of the sort. And she started talking to me. And she said to me, "You're a young girl. There are very few women in the partisans. And I would advise you to select an officer. Life will go better for you."
Gertrude Boyarsky.
When the men went for missions and they got clothes, girls sold themselves in order to get a dress or get a pair of shoes or get the... I was lucky because I had my parents, my father and my brother, and they used to bring me clothes and food. So I didn't have to sell myself. But plenty of the girls did it because they had to do it in order to survive.
Sonia Orbach.
Jewish women who ran away from the ghettos, they had a very tough time because they lost families and they were not up to romantic relationships. And they suffered mostly.
July 24, 1942. Was a night of terror in the little town of Drechin, Poland. The Nazis began massacring over 3,000 Jews. Gertrude Boyarsky, a teenager and her family, escaped to a family shelter in a nearby forest. In the months that followed, her family was hunted down one by one and killed by anti-Semitic Poles. With no family now, Gertrude Boyarsky joined a Russian partisan group. "I want to fight and take revenge for my whole family," she said.
We went two girls. There was a little bridge that was... wood, and that little bridge connected the Germans to go from one town to another for ammunition, for food, for things like that. And we were supposed to burn that bridge. We came into the Russian village and we said we need kerosene and we need straw in 5 minutes. "We haven't got, we haven't got." We said, "If you don't have, we'll kill the whole town. Either you give us or you're gonna be killed." They gave us in 5 minutes kerosene and straw, and we put a fire underneath that bridge. The Germans saw it, a fire. They happened a fire on us with all the ammunition that they could do. We didn't chicken out. That bridge burned. When we came back, the commander said that we did it very good, and we got Order Lenina, a medal.
Sonia Orbach.
There were times when we had to cross a railroad and from all sides there was shooting. I didn't even bend down my head. I wasn't worried I was going to get killed. If I was going to get killed, I was going to get killed as a fighter. Not because I'm a Jew.
Gertrude Boyarsky.
We lived for one thing. Either we'll survive or we'll kill a few Germans. I didn't fear for my life. My life was nothing. yet you want to live.
Etta Vrobel was the only child in a family of 10 to survive the Holocaust. When the ghetto in Lokov was liquidated in October 1942, and the Jews moved to a concentration camp, Etta escaped to the forest. There she organized an all-Jewish partisan group of over 80 people. At one point, she was shot in the leg. The busy doctor gave her a knife, a bottle of vodka, and a few instructions. She dug the bullet out of her leg herself. She was a skilled fighter and refused to cook or clean. One of her main efforts was to save Jews.
A year and a half, we saved about 100 people. This was my thing to do. I think that's the most important, that's the biggest resistance that we could have done to the Germans, is to survive, is to have survivors.
Sonja Orbuch.
Made me feel very good. Made me feel proud of myself to be able to be a partisan, to be able to help in any way I was able to. That mission to destroy the Nazi machine.
Polish Jews served in almost all Polish formations. Many were killed or wounded, and many were decorated for their combat skills and exceptional service. None were more self-sacrificing, however, or courageous than the women who served in the partisans. For more information about the Jewish women partisans, visit www.jewishpartisans.org.